Well, we do know that transportation needs a little love here in Atlanta. And then we know about the State of the Union, State of the State Address. The Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority just had its annual State of MARTA address. MARTA CEO Jeffrey Parker called for $100 billion investment in public transit.
We are fed up sitting in traffic. And if we continue to invest incrementally to improve public transportation, what will this look like in 30 years?
GPB reporter Ross Terrell was there at the address and with us now to talk transportation. Hello there, Ross.
How's it going?
Well, I'm just happy to have you here and learn more about this. This figure, $100 billion, a lot of money. So why that number?
Yeah, you aren't wrong. And the way they get the number is looking at what other large metro cities are investing. We talk D.C., Seattle, New York. But anyone who's been in Atlanta knows the traffic is awful. And this is the number that Parker believes we need to at least make a dent in that, whether that's new technology, better trains, more buses, more efficient transportation methods to get around the city and metro areas.
Is it a reasonable number, however? I mean, is MARTA going off the rails with this figure? See what I did there? Just saying.
That was pretty clever. not necessarily, actually. Last year in the legislative session, they passed House Bill 930. And what that did was set up a funding structure to get the 13 metro Atlanta counties involved and set up new pots of money to pull from. Parker doesn't know where this money is going to come from. It could be taxes. It could be federal grants. But the bottom line is lawmakers are aware, MARTA's aware, and people are aware we need more money for better transit.
How far does it go then? Which areas will be reached that haven't had public transportation until now?
Right. So essentially, the counties get a chance. They get a say. We know we have it here in Fulton County in Atlanta. But when you talk about Cobb, Gwinnett, Clayton, Rockdale, they put that to a vote. A large one coming up is Gwinnett, March 19th. Their residents get to vote. And in Cobb, they actually get to split up into special districts because down near the Braves Stadium, they may want transit where you talk about north. They don't need it. And then after a vote, they could set up whether they want to do a 0.5% sales tax and what services they want. Do they want light rail? Do they want more buses? What exactly will it look like in their communities?
When talking transportation, responsibility and expectations and blame all tend to fall on MARTA, but there are many more players. And of course, recently, Atlanta City Council adopted a plan to improve transportation. So what does that look like? How do they work together?
Yeah. So like you said, we think transportation and we think MARTA. But it's different. Now you have walking, you have bikes, you have the infamous scooters to some people. You have the Beltline. It's safer streets. It's safer methods. It's how can we exist on a street where somebody wants to drive and somebody wants to ride? It's more bike lanes, better sidewalks. And those are issues that you now have to start discussing when you look at transportation, not just how do we get trains to go everywhere.
Well, public transportation has become a partisan issue in many cities and states, you know, pitting spending and then, you know, freedom to drive your own car seems to be a big stand that people take. Is there cooperation there to actually make this happen?
It is. It's actually one of the issues that there is cooperation on both sides. As I mentioned earlier, the House bill that was passed, that cleared the Senate 48-6 and then cleared the House 155-19. You don't get something this large passed without buy-in. And that's from rural lawmakers. That's from urban lawmakers. And this was actually touted as one of Governor Deal's top accomplishments during his time in office, is setting up this structure to help transportation funding.
Have to go back to scooters.
Yes.
They propped up all over town, dumped over some places, not in other places, sort of left. Recently, a movement around legislating them. So what's been happening with scooters in Atlanta?
Right. So they essentially showed up overnight. One night you went to bed. Next morning you woke up, there were scooters. And there are a ton of companies. There's Bird, Lime, Lyft, Uber, they're electric bikes. But with the scooters, some people think they're kind of a nuisance. You ride them, you drop them off where you finish your trip, you pick them up wherever. And the University of Georgia banned them. Athens placed a temporary ban on them. Macon actually votes later this evening on what to do with them. But here in Atlanta, they actually took some solid steps. Now, if you want to operate the scooters here, you need a $12,000 permit to operate 500. They set up speed limits. The scooters can only go 15 miles per hour on their own. Obviously, that picks up going downhill. You can ride them on the Beltline, which that was a large point of controversy for some people because motorized vehicles aren't allowed on the Beltline, but scooters now aren't motorized. And they advise that you wear a helmet. So now there are rules, regulations, and laws in place to kind of curb this new trend.
You've got a lot of miles on scooters. I happen to know that. Well, what do people who'd never tried them before need to know?
Yeah, crazy stat, I think, is with the, last year, Lime scooters worldwide, 26 million rides. Ooh. I mean, you talk about something exploding overnight. I ride them to stories. I ride them to go pick up lunch. 15 miles per hour doesn't seem that fast. Number-wise, you know, our cars go up to 80-100. I could run 15 miles per hour for a short burst. But when you're just standing with no helmet on, it goes, it's kind of fast. I'd say be safe. Be aware of pedestrians. If you are on the sidewalk and there's a group, slow down. Walk your scooter around. But have fun and practice caution.
GPP's Ross Terrell giving us some updates and some pointers on transportation. Well, in honor of an event that will prompt some major traffic, in addition, to, of course, to Ever After premiering the Super Bowl, we're going to play Ross out with some Maroon 5, the band that will play at halftime. Stay with us to learn about growing old while remaining in your own home. I'm Virginia Prescott. This is On Second Thought from Georgia Public Broadcasting. We're on Twitter at OST Talk. I'm Virginia Prescott, GPB on Facebook. Always happy to be in touch.